of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, on God. Amen. يمكن لاحظتوا while coming to the church there are volunteers from the group of hope and there is a bone marrow drive. If anyone wants to volunteer, the people will take a swab, يعني مسحة from the mouth cavity كده, علشان خاطر if you match someone who is in need for a bone marrow, this would be something, يعني a blessing that if we can help others who are in need. Today is the third Sunday of the Holy 50 days, and here again we hear about the Samaritan woman. The reading about the Samaritan woman takes place three times a year, one during the Great Fast, as an example of a person whom grace visited through the visit of the Lord Christ to this lady whom nobody was aware about or cared about at any time. And we hear about her again during the Holy 50 days speaking about the gift of God, about the living water that the Lord gave to us. This is the Holy Spirit that was poured upon humanity upon the suffering of the Lord and his ascension into heaven. We hear about her again in the day of the Pentecost. In the prayers of the prostration, one of the three gospels is the gospel about the Samaritan woman, again for the same reason, the gift of God that is the Holy Spirit given to humanity. In the dialogue between her today and the Lord Christ, we hear the Lord saying to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. If you knew the gift of God. A lot of us, during our lifetime, we live and die without realizing and knowing the gift of God given to us. Actually, there are certain things we have to remember about this. Otherwise, we will never be able to enjoy God's work and His grace in our lives. The first thing to remember is that prudence acts with this knowledge. The book of Proverbs tells us so. Every prudent man acts with this knowledge. What do we mean by this? The gift of God given to us from the beginning, that we are created in His image and likeness. That Christ, the Son of God, came to redeem us. He made us children of the Father. He poured His Spirit upon us. He gave us the church. He gave us His body and blood. All of these gifts that's given to us without any worthiness from our side, if we know it, we should live with it. Should act according to these gifts given to us. How anyone who tasted the goodness of God and the gift given will still be living for himself, only revolving about his ego, only thinking that the whole world is there for him to serve him and to satisfy his desires. If we know the gift of God, we will live and act accordingly. We will always carry the sense of responsibility towards others. How can we communicate this to them? How can we let everyone know about the gift of God? How can we bring every person to the knowledge of the truth in Jesus Christ our Lord? If we know the gift of God, we cannot accept it, to live with it and to act accordingly. If we are still pitying ourselves, thinking of what we are lacking, thinking only of what we need and what we want others to do for us, we will never be able to taste and act with this knowledge, the knowledge of the gift of God given to us through Christ Jesus. The knowledge of God also helps in our struggle against sin. How we understand this? God gave us His Spirit in order to help our struggle, intercede on our behalf. He gave us His grace that's always able to welcome and cleanse us through the blood of the Lord Christ. Knowing this, we cannot lose hope in our struggle against sin. We cannot question at any time if God will ever accept us when we come repenting to Him. When we start doubt this, and then we have to question if we really know the knowledge of the gift of God. This knowledge about God, who is a Father, who is waiting upon us to come to Him, opening always His arms to welcome us and to support our weakness, that we can find in Him refuge and support and help against our struggle. Knowing this, how can anyone would question that we can overcome sin? How can we fall in despair or think of ourselves that there is no way? As sometimes we buy this from the enemy, that we have no hope to overcome our habits, our sins that we have been struggling over many, many years. St. Paul says this to the Corinthians, awake to righteousness and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. If we have the knowledge of God, how He is there to help, and how He also cannot reconcile with sin, then we will be able by then to conquer sin and to live the holy life befitting the saints. The wise do not only seek knowledge, but also store it up. This is a very important thing. This is exactly what King Solomon said. Wise people store up knowledge. What does it mean that we store up knowledge? How many good experiences we experienced with God? How many times we tasted His goodness? How many of these good experiences are still in our memories? They are stored up in our hearts. Unfortunately, many of us always try God every single day. You have to prove it today that you care and you love me. Otherwise, that's it. This is the end of the relationship. We do this sometimes with each other. A man and wife living in marriage for many, many years always remember what happened yesterday only. But what about the good days? No remembrance. What about the goodness, about the kindness, about the sacrifice? This is not in my memory anymore. When we do not store up this good knowledge, the knowledge of the gift of God, the knowledge of the kindness and the graciousness of others, of course everything will be shaken. Relationships break very easily. Find people marrying for 30 and 40 years, they come and say, I cannot make it anymore. Why? I never had a good day with this man. Is it true? Is it the case truly? Unfortunately, it is very easy that we let it go. We let the good memories go and we remember only the bad things or the negative experiences. The wise people do not only know the gift of God, but they store it up. At the time of difficulty and tribulation, they bring this again before their eyes so they do not lose heart or come in the middle of the way and say, I cannot make it. God is not for me. Also, another thing to remember about the knowledge of the gift of God, anyone can obtain knowledge, but only the wise use it rightly. Many people, they can speak about the gift of God, His kindness, and what He has granted us. We hear this over and over and over, but how people make use of this knowledge? What do I mean by this? Some people use the knowledge of the gift of God as a reason for them to go loose in their life. God loves us. It is a gift. Then what we should be doing accordingly, we should be living the life that He is expecting for us. We obey His commandments. On the contrary, we find those who are not wise, they use this piece of information to make them to go in their life, not subjecting themselves to any kind of discipline. I'm just going to do anything based on the knowledge that God is kind. He will always forgive me. I don't have to care about if I sin or not, if I get myself hooked into something bad because God loves me. This is an information that is right, but it's used in a way that's perverted and might lead this person to lose his salvation altogether. Only the wise know how to use the knowledge about the gift of God. We should respect God's patience and His long suffering. We should always look at this feeling indebted every day, how much we should be living according to His expectation, because He loves us. Because He has done this to me, I cannot live to myself anymore. This is how the wise use the knowledge of the gift of God. At the end, the knowledge of God, of the truth, is not only sought, but it is a gift from God to those who please Him. A very nice and pleasant verse in the book of Ecclesiastes about the knowledge of truth that says, for God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy to a man who is good in His sight. But to the sinner, He gives the work of gathering and collecting. I will read it again for us to meditate and reflect upon. For God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy to a man who is good in His sight. Look at the gift given to those who try sincerely to please God. He gives them what? wisdom, knowledge, and joy. And then, what God gives to those people who are sinners living away from Him, He gives to the sinner the work of gathering and collecting. He leaves them to be consumed in this kind of lifestyle. How much do I have? How much should I gain? How much I should collect? How much I should secure myself and my children in the future? This is what sinners, those people who do not know the gift of God, are always overwhelmed with. And God leads them to this. He might even give them the things that they want to collect. But look at the gift given to those people who live in His fear. He gives them wisdom, knowledge, and He gives them joy as well. Today, the question given from the Lord Christ to the Samaritan woman is given for all of us. Do we know the gift of God given to us through Christ Jesus? Do we feel it? Do we live according to this? Let us remind ourselves of this. If I know the gift of God, then I will be acting with this knowledge. I will be helped with this knowledge to, in my struggle against sin. I will not only seek this knowledge, but also I will store it up. I will be using this knowledge wisely in the way that saves me and gets me to the relationship of God. And also I will always remember that if I please God and I live in His fear, God will bless me with these three things: with wisdom, with joy, and with the knowledge of the truth. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.